American Language Course, Book 26, Tape 2A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2A. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the words that are underlined in the paragraphs. Then repeat them.
Be up on. Be up on. Subscribe. Subscribe. Published. Published. Emphasis. Emphasis. Columns. Columns. Emphasizes. Emphasizes. Sort. Sort.
Now look at the paragraphs and listen. Don't repeat.
The Andersons like to be up on what's happening in the world. They listen to the radio in the morning before breakfast and watch television in the evening. They also subscribe to a weekly news magazine and two newspapers. The magazine is called The World News. It's published in New York and arrives in the mail every Tuesday. Although it contains articles about many different things, the magazine's major emphasis is on national and international news. One of the newspapers the Andersons take is the Daily Press. It's printed downtown and is delivered to their home every morning. There are stories about world events in it, especially in the columns on the front page, but it emphasizes city and state news. The other newspaper, the Suburban Sun, comes on Thursdays. It's much smaller and contains a different sort of information. It describes the activities of local organizations and lists the want ads paid for by people in the neighborhood who want to buy or sell something.
Now answer some questions about the paragraphs. Use the underlined words in your answers.
Are the Andersons interested in the news? Repeat. Yes, they like to be up on what's happening in the world. Besides watching TV and listening to the radio, what do the Andersons do to stay informed? Repeat. They subscribe to a news magazine and two newspapers. Is the World News published in Washington, D.C.? Repeat. No, it's published in New York. What's the most important thing in the magazine? Repeat. Its major emphasis is on national and international news. Where do the Daily Press's stories about world events appear? Repeat. They're in the columns on the front page. What kind of news does the Daily Press place the most importance on? Repeat. It emphasizes city and state news. Does the Suburban Sun contain the same kind of information as the daily press? Repeat. No, it contains a different sort of information.
Please look at figure 2. Repeat the underlined words in the paragraph.
Amusement. Amusement. Come across. Come across. Comics. Comics. Cartoon. Cartoon. Think up. Think up.
Look at the paragraphs and listen. Don't repeat.
The entertainment section of a newspaper provides information about various forms of amusement. It lists the television and radio programs for the day, the movies being shown at local theaters, and concerts and other special events. Often you will come across advertisements for restaurants in the entertainment section. Sometimes the comics are included in it too. Comics are groups of drawings that tell stories or show humorous situations. One humorous drawing is called a cartoon, while a series of them is called a comic strip. The artists who think up the ideas for cartoons and then draw them are known as cartoonists. During the week, the comics in a newspaper are usually printed in black and white. On Sunday, they appear in color.
Now, answer some questions about the paragraphs. Use the underlined words in your answers.
What does the entertainment section of a newspaper provide? Repeat. It provides information about various forms of amusement. What will you often find in the entertainment section? Repeat. You'll often come across advertisements for restaurants. What does this section sometimes include? Repeat. It sometimes includes the comics. What is a cartoon? Repeat. It's a humorous drawing. What do cartoonists do? Repeat. They think up cartoons.
Now look at figure 3. Listen to a statement. Circle T if the statement is true, and F if it's false.
Number 1. Emphasis is the same as importance. Number 2. A cartoon is a type of photograph. Number 3. To publish a book means to print it. Number 4. Sort is the opposite of kind and type. Number 5. Columns are horizontal rows of things. Number 6. Comics are drawings that tell stories. Number 7. Come across and find have opposite meanings. Number 8. Movies and television are forms of amusement. Number 9. Think up and invent mean the same thing. Number 11. When you subscribe to a magazine, you receive it in the mail.
Listen to the statements again.
Number 1. Emphasis is the same as importance. Number 2. A cartoon is a type of photograph. Number 3. To publish a book means to print it. Number 4. Sort is the opposite of kind and type. Number 5. Columns are horizontal rows of things. Number 6. Comics are drawings that tell stories. Number 7. Come across and find have opposite meanings. Number 8. Movies and television are forms of amusement. Number 9. Think up and invent mean the same thing. Number 10. If you're up on something, you know a lot about it. Number 11. When you subscribe to a magazine, you receive it in the mail.
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is true. Repeat. Emphasis is the same as importance. Number 2 is false. A cartoon is a type of drawing, not a photograph. Repeat. A cartoon is a type of drawing. Number 3 is true. Repeat. To publish a book means to print it. Number 4 is false. Sort is the same as kind and type, not the opposite. Repeat. Sort is the same as kind and type. Number 5 is false. Columns are vertical rows, not horizontal rows. Repeat. Columns are vertical rows of things. Number 6 is true. Repeat. Comics are drawings that tell stories. Number 7 is false. Come across and find have the same meaning, not opposite meanings. Repeat. Come across and find have the same meaning. Number 8 is true. Repeat. Movies and television are forms of amusement. Number 9 is true. Repeat. Think up and invent mean the same thing. Number 10 is true. Repeat. If you're up on something, you know a lot about it. Number 11 is true. Repeat. When you subscribe to a magazine, you receive it in the mail.
Look at figure 4. Listen to a reading and identify the topic. First, read the answers. Now, listen and circle A, B, C, or D.
Modern offices contain many types of equipment designed to help employees do their jobs efficiently. Some types of equipment are hand-powered. Most, however, are powered by electricity. One of the most common office machines is the electric typewriter, which became popular in the 1930s. Most offices also have copying machines. These produce copies of pictures and printed material cleanly and quickly. The most popular type of office equipment is the computer. It can be used to keep records, plan projects, and do many other kinds of work.
Now, check your answer. The topic is letter C. Office equipment. Look at figure 5. You'll hear the same reading again twice. First, listen and write 4 of the details used to develop the topic and the main idea. Then listen again and check your work. Now, listen and write.
Modern offices contain many types of equipment designed to help employees do their jobs efficiently. Some types of equipment are hand-powered. Most, however, are powered by electricity. One of the most common office machines is the electric typewriter, which became popular in the 1930s. Most offices also have copying machines. These produce copies of pictures and printed material cleanly and quickly. The most popular type of office equipment is the computer. It can be used to keep records, plan projects, and do many other kinds of work.
Listen to the reading again and check your work.
Modern offices contain many types of equipment designed to help employees do their jobs efficiently. Some types of equipment are hand-powered. Most, however, are powered by electricity. One of the most common office machines is the electric typewriter, which became popular in the 1930s. Most offices also have copying machines. These produce copies of pictures and printed material cleanly and quickly. The most popular type of office equipment is the computer. It can be used to keep records, plan projects, and do many other kinds of work.
The details that you should have written are listed on the answer page for this tape. Check that now. This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 26.